Government says over 7 trillion shillings contracts on the oil pipeline construction were awarded to local firms, creating around 80,000 direct and indirect jobs. Speaking ahead of the 11th annual oil and gas symposium, the chief executive officer for Uganda Chamber of Energy and Minerals, Humphrey Asimwe, said that they have facilitated also supported about 7,000 plus Ugandans in oil and gas training.
Uganda's oil era is no longer a distant dream. It is within reach. Our flagship projects, Tilenga, Kingfisher, and Ekop, have achieved their drilling targets and construction milestones. And the Tilenga project completed 198 wells, 170 of which are required for first oil. And Kingfisher, 21 wells, 19 required for first oil. Eco pipeline, 83% complete, and 99% compensation has been paid to affected communities along the route. These milestones confirm that first oil expected sometime this year, 2026, is not just a target, but a reality. Now, I know someone may probably ask for a date, and I may not be able to give you a date, and probably no one in the room will give you an exact date. But one thing is for sure, that in this year 2026, as Ugandans, we will definitely reach this milestone. With first oil on the horizon, Uganda's recoverable reserves, estimated at 1.6 billion barrels, is designed to peak at 190,000 barrels per day.
This year's conference will be held at the Speak Resort Moyunyo on April 28th and 29th under the theme Fulfilling Uganda's First Oil Promise, the final countdown.